And joining us on the line from Jill on Money, it's Jill Schlesinger with a look at, well, everything financial. And Jill, today we're zeroing in on retirement here on WBEN. And so are you, too. Healthcare in retirement specifically, which I have to be honest, a lot of people think saving for retirement, saving for, you know, whatever it is you're going to do for your daily expenses. Do a lot of people think about healthcare and retirement?
They don't. And I know that I was not as focused on this as I should be, even as the person who fields these questions every single day on my podcast and every weekend on my radio show. And I think what's important is that, you know, when you think about retirement, you're running your numbers. The first thing that dorks like me will ask you is, well, how much money do you need to spend every month? And what most people do, because you're a human being, this is very rational. You say, what do I spend today? And then we just inflate it, right? And what's interesting is I think a lot of people don't realize that what you're spending today, your net, you know, sort of like after you've paid into your retirement account, after you've paid your taxes, then you look at like, what do I spend? You probably don't add back the fact that you're paying for insurance through work. And this is important. Because in retirement, you will have costs for healthcare. You will have not just the cost of your Medicare, but there's other stuff that Medicare does not cover, like co-payments and co-insurance and deductibles. And when you add it all up, when you tally that up, the number is huge. According to Fidelity Investments, they do an annual retiree healthcare cost estimate. It was just out late last week. In your retirement, over the course of your whole retirement, you're going to spend $165,000. Let me break that down for you fast. It's like $600 or $700 a month when you're thinking about your Medicare and healthcare costs in retirement. So if you say to me, hey, you know what? I'm probably spend $4,000 a month in my retirement. I would say, maybe it's more like $4,600 a month. And if you're married, maybe it's more like $5,200 a month, because that number for your amount that you spend on average in healthcare is for one person.
Is a lot of this have to do with, you know, healthcare in general? I can only speak for myself, but I feel like a lot of people are on like a year-to-year relationship with their healthcare plan, where it's like every year, it's like, what do we want to do this year? I don't know. Like, and you make those decisions, right? You have 2 weeks to make the decision once a year, every single year, and you kind of adjust accordingly. It's tough to think so many years ahead.
It's very hard for us to do that anyway. I mean, that is why it's hard to get a 22-year-old to put money into a Roth IRA, right? Because they can't think, if I put that $100 in a Roth IRA, that sounds like a lot of fun that I could be missing out on in a month when I could be, right? And so you try to kind of flip the switch a little bit. And one of the reasons I'm talking about this, I think, is that I believe that people are very well attuned to that retirement comes very quickly before you know it. It seems like a long way off. But if you talk to anyone who has gone through a retirement scenario, or you think about people who are thinking about their own retirement, I think that we fail to understand that this is a huge dollar amount for many people. And, you know, a lot I've heard from people who say, hey, you know what happens? Your money that you get from Social Security, it just gets kind of sucked into the Medicare program. So you think you're going to get $1,500, $2,000, $2,500 a month, and you find out, well, wait a minute, no, I have to first pay for Medicare, then I'll get my money. So it's a very big number for people.
And you might underestimate what you spend. You know, for example, I'm right now, my wife and I were on a high deductible plan because generally we're young and healthy.
Yeah.
And so when she broke her foot last month, we said a lot of four-letter words because it costs a lot of money. But you kind of think that way, and then maybe you adjust. But, you know, when you're thinking 65, 70, 75 years old, your healthcare costs are probably going to be a little bit more than when you're 35.
Yeah, well, I think that though that one of the beautiful things of those high deductible health plans that are paired with a health savings account is that probably you're right that the statistics will show us that you will be right over time, that these plans are really good if, you know, so nothing horrible chronic illness aside, but if you save in these accounts, you probably will not exhaust those accounts. Okay. And what that means is that as you approach retirement, you have this money that is not subject to taxation that's in this thing called a health savings account. So even if you leave the company where you have the health savings account, if you maintain it and there's money in it throughout your life, You can use that to pay for your Medicare. You can use that to pay for those things that are not covered, like your maybe your drug coverage, or maybe you're going to use that to just pay for the coinsurance and the deductibles. So all of this is to say that I'm talking about this today mostly because I think people don't focus on it until something bad happens, like the broken foot. So let's call it the broken foot right here. The broken foot is really a great metaphor for what we do in our retirement around healthcare. You know, you hope that something bad doesn't happen. You hope that you save extra money and you don't need it. That's great if you don't need it. Chances are you are going to need it, especially in retirement.
Yeah. We were actually listening, you know, just speaking of retirement in general, we were listening to one of your reports earlier this morning, and you had, and I'm not sure if you said it or if it was a quote from somebody else, but I wrote it down. Work is the new retirement.
Hey, thank you very much. That
and I said, man, doesn't that sound awful to hear this morning?
Yeah, but I mean, but I will say this is from Teresa Ghilarducci. I aired a segment on CBS Evening News last week, and we're doing a 4-part series about retirement because I just think it's so important. You know me, I don't pitch myself for evening news because I'm on a radio girl more. And so, hair and makeup aside, it's hard work. So anyway, I pitched this because I know this woman, Teresa Ghilarducci. She's an economist here in New York, based in New York, and she wrote this book that's called Work, Retire, Repeat. And when I read the book and I interviewed her for the radio show and the podcast, she opened my eyes that, you know, there are so many people in the United States who are going back to work, not because they want to, but because they have to. And part of it is this healthcare issue. Part of it is that I thought I was going to have a certain amount of money in Social Security, and yet that's not enough to cover my needs. And it has been a very eye-opening for me. What she pointed out was that if you look at people who are in their 60s, only about 20% of those people are either retired happily or working because they want to. Everyone else is in rough shape financially, and they go to work because they have to, not because they're like, oh, it's a fun job. I love talking to my friends in Buffalo on the radio.
Yeah, that's...
I'm not over 60.
It was a downer to hear that.
Dude, but... I'm sorry. But, you know, she's so lovely. She sort of makes you smiles when she says it, so she's very happy.
Well, at least we have that. Hey, Jill, thanks so much. And
take
we'll
care.
Check in again soon. Jill Schlesinger, Jill on Money. You can hear her here every Monday with us. Of course, Jill on Money every weekend here on WBEM.